There's something enticing about lists, the best, the top, or in this case, the most livable cities. Maybe you're wondering what that even means, or how it's measured. The Economist Intelligence Unit says it considers 30 factors in 5 categories: stability, healthcare, culture and environment, education, and infrastructure. But despite the talk of scores and metrics, a lot of this remains subjective. Melbourne, Australia, tops the list for the 7th year in a row. 2 other Australian cities score high: Adelaide at number 5, Perth at 7. Auckland, New Zealand is number 8, and Vancouver on Canada's Pacific side makes number 3. 2 other Canadian cities and 3 European ones round out the top 10 on the Economist list. Honolulu is 17th in the world. Then there's the Mercer list. A different company ranks quality of living each year. Its latest scorecard came out last month. Similar criteria, but Vienna has topped this list for 8 years, and European cities take 8 of the top 10 slots. Only Auckland and Vancouver make it from outside the continent. Earlier this year, Monocle magazine pronounced Tokyo as the world's most livable city. Transportation infrastructure was important, but so were cultural activities, public spaces, and quality of food. With the Asian Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.